You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've had heavy pockets of rain on and off again around northern Utah this morning. Some of the totals have been impressive. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is keeping an eye on the weather for us.
The rain has been hitting Salt Lake County north the hardest so far, and some areas have already picked up an inch of rain, and we've still got a ways to go before this storm clears.
How much more rain can we see on top of what we've already seen? Well, I'd say another quarter to three quarters of an inch, and some spots could pick up another inch to an inch and a quarter.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we'll see rain and potentially thunderstorms throughout today and then mainly the first half of tomorrow before it starts to clear out. Some of the upper mountaintops could add up to a foot and a half of snow. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Today's storm is adding a little bit more water to our snowpack, which peaked about a month ago at levels well above average. We've already melted off more than 40% of the snowpack statewide, and our current snow levels are sitting at normal levels for this time of year. KSL's top national stories now. More arrests overnight at several college campuses because of protests over the Israel-Hamas war. At Emory University, officers fired rubber bullets into the crowd. Boy, that's hard to hear, isn't it? USC announced yesterday they will no longer be hosting a traditional graduation ceremony next month because of safety concerns. A temporary memorial for the people who have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war will be opened this Sunday in Salt Lake City.
This memorial will remain on the west side of Washington Square through May 12th. It'll feature Palestinian flags along with photos of those who have been killed since the war began. Among them are several relatives of Aziz Abu Zayed, who helped spearhead this effort. He tells KSL.com he grew up in Gaza before moving to Utah, but he, along with many in his family, do not support Hamas. Abu Zayed acknowledges the rising amount of anti-Semitism in the U.S., but he's also concerned the Israeli response in Gaza has been too much, and he questions if Hamas is even affected by these military efforts. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District says plans to inform students about the new bathroom law are back on. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott has more.
The district put plans for a K-12 presentation on hold after KSL first reported other districts weren't handling the bill the same way, and the bill's sponsor said all grade presentations weren't her intent. Earlier this week, the state school board weighed in, saying it is up to the districts to decide how to handle the law's requirement that students be notified about the changes. Now, the Salt Lake City superintendent has sent out an update in the district newsletter. It says presentations will be held for grades K-5 and 6-12 before the law takes effect on May 1st.
Parents at Emerson Elementary School in Salt Lake City plan to hold a dance protest during the original presentation to give kids something fun to do if their parents didn't want them to attend the bathroom assembly. A team of 5th to 8th graders is bringing the Breakthrough in Innovation Award back to Utah after a big win at the first LEGO League Challenge in Texas. The father of one of the boys says the team had to create a robot made from LEGO blocks.
The robo has to be programmed to basically do different tasks. Every year it's a different team. Organizers come up with a team.
Wow, that's just fantastic. The Utah team, their name, the Electro Sloths. And they beat 152 other teams to win the Breakthrough Award. Way to go. Right now, first look traffic, and let's find out what's going on with Andy Farnsworth.
Slowdowns on I-15 in both directions coming into downtown right now, and that's on southbound from North Salt Lake, northbound from about 21st South. And then we've got backups on South 15 in Springville because of a crash blocking the two left lanes as you head from that North Springville exit down towards the Walmart at the South exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Streaming services can often increase their prices without many people even noticing. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt calls this subscription creep.
It's not just price increases that are getting costly, so is the free trial trap. Half of all U.S. adults have signed up for a free trial and forgotten to cancel it. Again, it's worse for younger folks. 65% of millennials have missed that cancel deadline.
Gephardt says checking your bank account and unsubscribing from services you aren't using can save a lot of money in the long run.